Just at 7:21, and on the other end of the phone line is Jeffrey Isbell. He's the executive director of the Bald Knob Cross of Peace, and they're getting pretty busy this weekend. Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Hey, good morning. What a privilege to be on with you. You're right. It's a busy weekend, and we are excited to welcome the region back to the grounds for the 85th annual Easter Sunrise Service.
Now, you're new to the job. You were named executive director earlier this year after the retirement of Teresa Gilbert. So just give me the short Jeffrey Isbell story. What events in your life led you to become kind of the caretaker of the Bald Knob Cross?
Yeah, so I'm a Southern Illinois native, lived here pretty much all my life, grew up in Heron, graduated high school there. You know, growing up in a poor family, we didn't get the opportunity to go to places like Disney World or Branson or Gatlinburg. So oftentimes on Saturday drives, we would end up in Alto Pass at the Bald Knob Cross. So it's always been a part of my life. And then as life developed and I you know, gained my own personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the cross took on new symbolism for me. And I'll never forget one day, you know, the cross was going through a tough time then, maybe about 10 years ago. The panels were off. And I was just having a bad day. And I said, you know, I need to go to the cross just to experience the presence of God. And I got there, and there was a sign on the gate that said, the cross is closed. I never forgot that moment. And thankfully, with the leadership of Teresa Gilbert and this board, I intend to make sure that we never have a sign on the gate saying the cross is closed. In fact, we want the cross to be open for even more than the 30,000 annual visitors who visit the cross now from literally all over the world. We want to make sure that everyone in Southern Illinois knows the cross is there, knows that not only does it offer nostalgia and good views, but it also offers a place to find peace and hope in an uncertain world.
Now, this Sunday, the Cross will hold its 85th annual Easter Sunrise Service, big thing in Southern Illinois. A lot of people grew up with it, go every year, but this year I expect it's going to be a little bit different. What's changed? What's staying the same when you factor in COVID-19?
Absolutely. So one of the biggest changes actually took place last year, and that was for the first time in what was then 84 years of history. It was broadcast live on television with our partners at WSIL-TV, with more than 30,000 people, 35,000 people viewing that service. This year, that full service, an hour-long service, will be broadcast as well, starting at 6:30 a.m. But for those on-site, this year we are back on-site. We do encourage people to wear masks. We encourage social distancing. Sit with your family. Bring your lawn chairs and that sort of thing. But please be respectful of other people as well. Now, we will have vendors on-site. Our welcome center will be outside for this service. So just be mindful of those around you and exercise just some caution in your interactions with others.
Now, we're speaking with Jeffrey Isbell, Executive Director of the Bald Knob Cross of Peace. And the Easter service is just one of a handful of events happening at the cross this spring. You've also got Blessings of the Bikes and Blessings of the Jeeps coming up next month.
Yeah, that's right. So once again, Easter Sunrise Service this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. And then we go into our blessing season in May. We have Blessing of the Jeeps on May 15th, where we're expecting there probably an estimated 2,000 people. You know, lots of Jeepers come to the cross, and we love it. Just this Saturday, we're expecting a group of 250. So we love the Jeep community, and we're excited. This is their second annual year, and we hope that it will one day become like Blessing of the Bikes. And that event, May 23rd, they're now in, I believe, their 29th year of Blessings at the Cross, with more than 5,000 people in attendance. People who will come to Southern Illinois from literally all over the Midwest, as far as Chicago, Kansas City, Missouri, for these events, stay in our hotels, stay in our Airbnbs, just to experience Bald Knob Cross for the day.
Now, earlier this week, I had the opportunity to speak with Nanette Vaughn. She's the executive director of CASA of Williamson County. Now, they're raffling off a Jeep to offset some of the funding they've lost due to COVID-19. I know donations, volunteers are the backbone of the cross. How has the pandemic affected you all financially?
Yeah, that's a great question, and thank you for asking. So it certainly, we went through several months, even in our peak season last year, where we had to close. You know, most like any other business in Illinois, we were forced to close. So it's greatly affected us financially. We project a total loss of over these next couple of, or this last year and this year, of tens of thousands of dollars. But it has greatly affected our volunteers as well. We have a senior volunteer community for the most part, and so we want to take extra caution around our volunteers. So some of our volunteers have opted not to come back or cut back on hours. So we are actively looking for more volunteers who will help keep our Welcome Center open, who will offer that friendly face, and who will provide some history on the cross when asked, when people come to visit.
Now, this question comes from my grandma, of all people. Her dad, my great-grandpa, was one of the original people who, you know, raised the hog and sold the hog to fund the cross. Now, before the renovation that took place a few years ago, there was, on the Wisner Center, there's a big wall with the nameplates of all those original donors. Now that's been moved to a book. Is there any plans to put a big wall, so to speak, up again?
You know, I'm amazed by the whole story of the cross and Murdoch Lutz sacrificially giving, literally for her, a pig that inspired more than 1,000 farmers and people from throughout 109 communities across Southern Illinois to raise pigs. Literally, I had to tell people, pigs raised the cross through this vision and sacrificial giving. I'm not sure there's any plans of displaying it on a wall. That would be cool as well. But I would say it now is in a book, but the original plaque. So, for instance, your grandparents or folks who may have raised those original plaques are available in the Welcome Center. So if you want to pick up your family's original plaque, you can do so. But it would be neat to look into, you know, into, as we desire to expand the grounds, to find a way to honor those original 1,000-plus people who gave so much to build Southern Illinois' most iconic monument.
Now, Easter sunrise service, of course, happening in the next couple of days. But what about down the road? Do you have any future plans, plans on the horizon for, like you said, expansion?
Yeah, so our board of directors is actively meeting to really work towards fulfilling our founder's original vision. You know, Wayman Pressley was quite the visionary. Some would argue that he was well before his time. And here we are 85 years now after the first Easter sunrise service, and we're looking at how we can still fulfill the vision, whether it's a grand courtyard or a resort center there on site so we can offer ministry events or cabins or, you know, he just had great vision for the cross and making it truly a Midwestern destination where people can come and, yes, see our views, but also experience God in a unique way.
We've been speaking with Jeffrey Isbell, Executive Director of the Bald Knob Cross. For folks wanting to head out for the sunrise service or just, hey, head out there for an afternoon, where's the best place they can go for information?
Yeah, so the best place, baldknobcross.com. Like and share our Facebook page, facebook.com/baldknobcross. Lots of great information there on our Facebook page. And we just encourage people to come out this Sunday, 6:30 a.m. for our Easter sunrise service.